Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Morris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Morris. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Morris, and towards Gerber, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a line drive into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Heving and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford strikes out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan juggles the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Williams scores. Tate moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Gerber goes all the way around to score. Hebbing moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lind reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0-for-1 in the game. Jamison hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Lind reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lind tags and moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Lind scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Lind applying the tag. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstead is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-1 in the game. Langford hits a pop-up towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-1 in the game. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lynn scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lind bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jameson tags and moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber strikes out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. Heving hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 1 in the game. Morris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 2 in the game. Langford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Langford reaches second base with a double. Summa moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Summa tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 2 in the game. Schott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ira Flagstedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstedt is 0-for-2 in the game. Flagstedt hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Meyer moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lind hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has two sacrifice flies. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tate bunts towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebbing is walked intentionally. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hebbing. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Hebbing steals second. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0-for-2 in the game. Morris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Morgan bunts towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogel covering, for the out. Hodapp moves to second. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstedt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodapp tags and moves to third. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Langford for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 3 in the game. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 3 in the game. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Toett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Toett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Toett moves to second. Jack Rothrock pinch runs for Phil Toett. Doug Tait is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tait is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tait bunts towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Rothrock moves to third. Williams moves to second. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it, throws to the plate for 1. And over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Red Rawlings now playing first base. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has two sacrifice flies. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Tait settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Tait settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 3 in the game. Morris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morris for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 4 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 4 in the game. Flagstead hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Langford hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford. Rawlings reaches second base with a double. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rawlings tags and moves to third. One out. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rawlings scores. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.